You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome back again, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. And T.R., welcome back to the second half of the season. Did you get a break during the break, or were you working? What did you do with your couple of days?
We stayed home and chilled out and watched baseball and did what Helen told me to do.
Well played. Did you watch the Home Run Derby, by the way?
Oh, yeah, we watched it. It was fantastic. It was a great Home Run Derby. Obviously, the Rangers were hoping Prince Fielder would, win another title, but what, Todd Frazier did was spectacular.
Yeah, what he did was spectacular, and I've never been a big derby guy. I don't know if you were, but I'm kind of sold on the new format. I mean, it's certainly better, and I will say, like, that concept of a buzzer beating home run, while completely foreign to me prior to last week, it's intriguing. That was really unusual and more exciting than I guess I imagined a home run derby could be.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the new format for the first year, I don't know if we're going to have, buzzer beater every year, but the new format was outstanding. I think it just has a lot of excitement and suspense. Before, they were up there just swinging away. Now, there's a lot of elements to it. I think it's much better. And I think this will really revive the home run derby.
Hey, speaking of swinging away, TR, the team starts the second half in Houston. And I think fans in both cities have been, maybe looking, hoping, reaching, if you will, for this rivalry to really come together. For years they played interleague and tried to make it feel like it was something. When the benches clear a little bit and guys get in each other's faces, I think it starts to take on a little more of that rivalry feel. What did you make of the situation this last weekend in Houston?
Well, I think it was – just your typical baseball, bench clearing argument, nothing major. But I think, everybody's talked about the Rangers and the Astros rivalry at some point really starting to heat up. And I think for a lot of years, part of the problem was when the Astros were really good, in the first half of the last decade, with the Bagwell-Biggio era coming to close, the Rangers were still rebuilding. And then, when the Rangers had their glory years, the Astros were in a rebuilding mode. So I think, we're starting to see it. Both teams are good. Both teams are in the race. The Rangers are on the periphery. Obviously, Houston's right in the middle of it. I think it could heat up a little bit, not just because they're from Texas. They are in the division. It's a division that people are trying to win. And both teams, they go out there, they play hard. They want to win. And that naturally gets emotions high. And you're always going to have big crowds for these games. A lot of Ranger fans down in Houston last week to see the team play. And I know the Astros fans will start coming up to Texas as their team continues their resurgence.
Do you think there's anything with, proximity and these things? You think to the Giants and Dodgers and all those years in New York right there in each other's backyard, and then you've got the Yankees, Red Sox, you've got Cubs, Cardinals. When you think of the true, really good rivalries in Major League Baseball, a lot of them, it seems that there's a regional or real local flair to them. And, I think both these teams have lacked that. It's been difficult during their existence in separate leagues to really find that partner, that team that there's a real natural rivalry with. And now that they're in the same league, same division, in fact, and in the same state, do you think that proximity might help vault this thing, not only just to a little rivalry between one another, but maybe really one of the good baseball rivalries?
Yeah, I mean, if you talk about the rivalries that you mentioned earlier, one thing they have besides proximity is they have a long, long history. And obviously the Rangers and the Astros don't have that. Astros have only been in this division, a couple of years so far, and this is the first year the Astros have been good. One of the things that's going to, spice it up a little bit is what we talked about before, Dave, is that, Ranger fans are going to go to Houston. I mean, I was down there in Houston and, walking around the streets and at the ballpark, and you saw people wearing Rangers gear, and you know, you heard it at Minute Maid Park, people cheering on the Rangers. So, again, I think the Astros fans will start coming up to Arlington, too, and that'll help. I mean, you know, the Rangers have had good rivalries with Oakland and in Seattle and Anaheim over the years because, you know, if good and the other team is good, that heats it up. But, you know, you don't see very many Ranger fans traveling to those cities or vice versa. But I think for Houston and Texas, the Rangers, you'll get that.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it might be on the front end anyway of something pretty interesting with these two teams. Meanwhile, the ball club, you know, continues to drift a little bit in this division. You know, third place in the division, but now a full 9 games out as the Angels have kind of taken control. That's one part of it, right? The Angels have done a nice job, but boy, the Rangers now dropping what, 18 of the last like 24 games. What's going on? You know, I mean, even Monday night in Colorado, they come back from 7 runs down, but then lose it. It's hard, I guess, to get my brain around what exactly is that missing element. Why is it this team just can't quite put it together?
You know, obviously it goes back to starting pitching. I mean, when they really had their surge, you know, in May and early June, it was because they're starting pitching and, you know, guys are giving 6 and 7 really good innings every night. And, you know, starting pitching has kind of taken some hits lately. They've moved some guys in and out. You know, they got Matt Harrison back, trying to get him, you know, back into a routine. Same way with Martin Perez. A lot of moving parts into this rotation. You know, it comes back to starting pitching. I think the bullpen is fine. You know, the offense is, you know, it's going to score runs for the most part, but they really have got to get the starting pitching on a roll. I mean, that's the bottom line. Gardo, Lewis, Nick Martinez. We'll see what Matt Harrison does. That's the big thing right now, is starting pitching.
Do you anticipate the next couple of weeks being, you know, active ones for the Rangers in terms of the trade market?
Well, I think they will. You know, if they continue to fall out, we might see some moves. You know, I know they'd like to move Wandy Rodriguez. You know, they might talk about Gallardo, might talk about Colby Lewis. They'd have to be overwhelmed with an offer. I don't know if those guys are the top pitchers on the market right now. You know, they might try to find, you know, a good young starter in return that can help them, you know, this year and the next few years. You know, right-handed bat, they've talked about that. They've talked about some bullpen help. You know, I think they'll try to tinker with it, but, you know, they're right on the edge between a buyer and a seller.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think has to happen between now and then to tip it? Obviously, a couple more losses, and I think we know what direction they're going. But if they have a good series in Anaheim, I mean, it doesn't leave a whole lot of time to make big decisions. But if they win maybe the first couple of games in Anaheim, you suppose that makes them buyers?
It could. You know, they need to win a couple here in Colorado, play well in Anaheim, and, you know, a little surge here right before the trade deadline might change some thinking a little bit. I don't know if they're going to, you know, people talk about Cole Hamels. They're not going to get Cole Hamels. They're not going to get Justin Upton. They're not going to get these big names out there. I mean, their strength is in their farm system. They don't want to disturb that. They're close to being, you know, to the point where their farm systems can be really, really productive. I think, you know, they might tinker a little bit. I don't see a major purchase.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see, and they don't have a whole lot of time to make a decision on this thing, but you know those wheels are in motion. Well, TR, I know you're going to be busy these next couple weeks anyway, trying to keep track of all this stuff, and we'll look forward to checking in with you again here real soon.
All right, Dave. See you guys later.
Okay, there he goes. TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.